Morning, I'm Natalie with KQNK. Today is Monday, January 16th. Currently, with mostly cloudy skies, it is 37 degrees. The humidity is 87%. The wind speed is northwest at 10 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.54. The dew point is 34 degrees, and the current wind chill is 30 degrees. It's 8:04 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jen Austin. A bicentennial is being celebrated for the historic Santa Fe Trail in northwest Kansas.
After 200 years and countless travelers, the historic Santa Fe Trail is being honored to commemorate those who helped to shape Kansas history. Santa Fe Trail Center Director Seth McFarland says the importance of the trail spurred the Santa Fe Trail Association to preserve it as much as possible.
1986, the Santa Fe Trail Association was formed. 1987, it's recognized by Congress as a national historic trail. Its purpose now is for preservation and to tell a story.
A story, he says, is worth keeping for generations to come.
A lot of our daily life is following portions of that trail. In many aspects, it's still alive and still used.
I'm J.P. Bazette.
The Kansas City Zoo said the oldest polar bear in U.S. captivity has died. The zoo's beloved polar bear Berlin died at the age of 33 after struggling with hypertension and renal failure. They made the tough decision to euthanize her while surrounded by caregivers last Wednesday. Berlin was born at the Cincinnati Zoo in 1989. This is Kansas Information Network News.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our technical skills.
Our math. Our engineering skills.
You're going to need our help with your water. Your air. Your food.
You're going to need our organizational skills. Our problem-solving skills.
You're going to need our determination. Our honesty. Our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise, we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. Provisions in a proposed legislation would adopt a no-questions-asked policy regarding vaccine exemptions for children attending daycare facilities and could fine centers for turning them away. As, in part, that's what Senate Bill 20 proposes for Kansas child care centers, stating the legislation is geared towards prohibiting an inquiry into the sincerity of a request for an exemption from vaccine requirements. With the provision, a child can attend a Kansas daycare facility claiming an exemption to vaccine requirements, and providers would be required to accept the exemption without questioning the validity. Republican Senators Mark Steffen and Mike Thompson introduced the bill on Wednesday in the Committee for Public Health and Welfare. Some Kansas child advocates said the current system is working and doesn't need to change. They said they worry that if the bill passes and providers see an influx of unvaccinated children, the effects would be swift. However, the bill does state all children should follow the vaccination requirements the state deems necessary, and directly underneath that statute, it describes exactly how the requirements are exempted. The bill would also apply to elementary, secondary, and post-secondary schools in Kansas, and facilities that refuse an exemption could face a $25,000 fine. The Kansas Highway Patrol reported that at around 7:30 a.m. on Friday morning on Randall Road east of Mankato, an elementary school student was killed and several others were hurt when a Rock Hills USD 107 SUV overturned and rolled. It was driven by a 43-year-old woman. The Suburban was headed north on 250th Road when it entered a ditch on the east side briefly, got back on the road, and then overturned. It ultimately came to rest in a ditch on the west side of the road on its top. One of the passengers, a fifth-grade student, died in the crash, and the student's name has not been released. However, a trooper said the victim's family has been notified. The driver and four other students were hospitalized with minor injuries but are expected to be okay. The patrol's critical highway accident response team was on the scene investigating, and additional information was not provided. The Kansas Department of Transportation will hold an open house on Monday, January 30th, for the upcoming reconstruction of 6 miles of Kansas 383 in Norton County, and the event is scheduled from 4 to 6 p.m. at the Almena Community Center, located at 421 Main Street in Almena. Attendees will be able to review the project plans and expected traffic impacts, and Kansas Department of Transportation staff will also be available for questions and comments about the project. No formal presentation will be given, so participants are welcome to come and go at any time during the event between 4 and 6 p.m. The project is the second phase of the Kansas Department of Transportation's reconstruction of the 26-mile K-383 corridor in Norton and Phillips counties. Construction activities include reconstructing and widening the highway on existing alignment, as well as adding paved shoulders. The work is expected to begin this spring and be completed by the end of 2023, weather permitting. Anyone who requires language translation, special assistance, or accommodation to attend the meeting should contact Lisa Moosman at 785-874-8107 at least 1 week before the meeting date of January 30th. Governor Kelly signed the first executive order of her second term on Tuesday to establish the Early Childhood Transition Task Force. The task force is charged with reviewing Kansas's early childhood programs and developing a roadmap for the creation of a new state cabinet-level agency focused solely on supporting the success of our youngest Kansans. The task force will analyze the current early childhood system and how it's financed, focusing on gaps, inefficiencies, and redundancies. And it will also conduct a series of stakeholder engagement opportunities and draft a transition plan for the new agency. The task force will build on the Kelly administration's first-term efforts around early childhood, which include investing more than $270 million to support child care providers and increasing access to reliable, affordable child care. The task force will include representatives from state government, the private sector, philanthropic organizations, early childhood service providers, and advocacy organizations. And Governor Kelly will also invite members of the Kansas Senate and the Kansas House of Representatives to be members of the task force. In Nebraska news, authorities are searching for a missing inmate from Community Correction Center Omaha. According to the Department of Correctional Services, the electronic monitoring company reported that Troy Hollins had tampered with his electronic monitor. The device was removed on Sunday evening near the center. Hollins is described as a 25-year-old black male. He's 6 foot 4 inches tall, 185 pounds, with black hair and brown eyes. He began serving a 15 to 20-year sentence for attempted robbery out of Douglas County on December 22nd of 2015. Hollins has a parole hearing scheduled in June 2023 with a tentative release date of March 19, 2026. Anyone with information regarding Hollins' whereabouts should contact local authorities or the Nebraska State Patrol. Weather permitting, a crack seal project will begin January 25th on N-17, according to the Nebraska Department of Transportation. Crack sealing is a process of cleaning and filling open joints and cracks in the surface with sealant to prevent entry of moisture and debris. State maintenance forces will be performing the crack seal from Reference Post 0 to Reference Post 7 south of Culbertson near the Nebraska state line, and the work is anticipated to take 10 days, where traffic will be maintained with a pilot car and flaggers. Motorists are reminded to drive cautiously in and near work zones, to buckle up, and to put their phones down. History Nebraska has released a new specialty license plate that will help fund its educational programs. The plate was released on Thursday and features a design similar to the Good Life Highway signs seen across the state. Chris Goforth, marketing manager of History Nebraska, stated in a press release that the Good Life signs seen on the highways have been part of Nebraska history since the early 1970s, and now people can showcase the Good Life everywhere they go while supporting educational programs at museums and virtual programs across the state. Officials said the specialized plate is available for $40, with 75% of the funds going toward the Support Nebraska History Fund, and standard plates are also available for $5, with all proceeds going toward the fund. Both the plates can be purchased at dmv.nebraska.gov. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
The Colby Community College Endowment Foundation announced a new scholarship after receiving a $50,000 gift from David and Rose Kreller, as the fund is in memory of Kathy Kreller, who graduated in the first nursing class at Colby Community College, and Kathy passed away in 2000. The Kathleen A. Kreller Scholarship will provide two $2,500 awards annually, one for a practical nursing student and one for an individual pursuing an associate degree in nursing, or ADN. First preference will be given to students from Rooks or Smith counties, and second preference will be given to candidates in Phillips, Norton, Graham, Trigo, Ellis, Russell, or Osborne counties. President Dr. Seth Carter stated that Colby Community College is honored to be able to recognize and memorialize Kathy's legacy, and the college is incredibly thankful for David and Rose Kreller's generosity and their investment in the nursing programs and their students. According to the unofficial minutes of the Norton County Economic Development Board meeting that was held on Tuesday, January 10th, the Norton County Economic Development Board met at 5:45 p.m. at the Economic Development Office, and the meeting was called to order by Chairman John Griffiths. The members present included Deborah Anderson, Wally Burton, John Griffiths, Aaron Hale, Jerry Jones, Marvin Matchett, Sam Nicholson, and Dick Thompson, along with the Executive Director, Dallas Goslin, and Verla Grish, the Administrative Coordinator. The December meeting minutes were approved by the board, and through a Zoom call, consultants John Pinger and Doug Smith provided a summary of the 2022 legislative activity and expectations for the 2023 sessions. Director Goslin told the board an e-community loan is pending for the purchase of a downtown business. He said the Norton County Legislative Day in Topeka will be on February 7th, and he's been working with Scott Sproul with the Northwest Kansas Economic Innovation Center regarding issues to be discussed with key department heads. And he received a call from the Norton Police Department thanking their office for the incentive they provided for the new police officer. The director then informed the board that a down payment assistance application was approved, and he reported that the hiring committee had interviewed five new candidates and was ready to make a recommendation to fill the administrative assistant position. A motion was then made and passed to offer the position to Amy Levine. A new base grant program opened in early January, and the director has received financial commitment letters from both the Norton City and Norton County for an infrastructure project match. And a motion was made and passed to utilize $200,000 from program funds to complete the 25% match requirement for the base grant. Mr. Goslin also told the board that the city is working to clean up the Prairie Hills Estates property, that there is an effort to offer trade skills at the Norton Correctional Facility through the manufacture of single-family housing at the facility. And lastly, the director told the board he planned to attend the Heartland Economic Development course this April in Blue Springs, Missouri, and he asked approval for funding. A motion was made and passed to pay the $1,000 course fee. With no further business to conduct, the meeting was then adjourned at 6:43 p.m. The Kansas Water Office's Solomon Republican National Advisory Committee will meet to discuss current water issues affecting the region as well as the state. The meeting will be tomorrow, Tuesday, January 17th at 10 a.m. in the Pioneer Seeds Meeting Room in Downs, Kansas, and the main agenda item includes a presentation about the Regional Advisory Committee responsibilities, an update from the Bostwick Irrigation District, an update on interstate compacts, and updates on recent Kansas Water Authority and legislature activities. The agenda, virtual option information, and meeting materials can be found at kwo.ks.gov. In cooperation with the Norton Pheasants Forever chapter, the annual Youth Pheasant Hunt is held to provide a safe opportunity for young hunters to get focused training and hunting opportunities that are unique to this event. And the special hunt within state park boundaries allows for the introduction and retention of youth in the outdoor experience of hunting upland birds. The Prairie Dog State Park Youth Hunt is designed to encourage young hunters and should offer a quality experience with a better-than-average chance of success to help keep young hunters interested. Prairie Dog State Park is accepting the applications for the annual youth pheasant hunt, which will be held on Sunday, January 22nd at 1 p.m. The mentored hunt is limited to 12 youth hunters aged 10 to 15. All participants must wear blaze orange during the special hunt, and each youth must be accompanied by an adult. If more than 12 youth apply for the hunt, local staff will conduct a drawing to determine who will be eligible to hunt in this year's event, and lunch will be served prior to a safety and instruction meeting. To apply, you can contact the Prairie Dog State Park office at 785-877-2953 no later than January 20th with your name, birth date, and phone number. Your menu today for Northern Valley Schools. For lunch, you'll have ground beef stroganoff, French bread, vegetable, and fruit. Your schedule today for Norton Community Schools. All day is teacher in service with no school for USD 211. All day, the Vocal High School Show Choir Festival at Goodland. At 4 p.m., the Varsity Scholars Bowl at Hayes. And at 6 p.m., the MCL Varsity Boys Basketball Quarterfinals in Norton, Norton versus Russell. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, Farmers Helping Farmers to Succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, it should be partly sunny with the high near 50 and breezy with a northwest wind of 15 to 20 miles per hour and gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. For tonight, it should be partly cloudy with the low around 26 and a northwest wind of 5 to 15 miles per hour. On Tuesday, it should be partly sunny with the high near 42. And on Tuesday night, snow, mainly after 1 a.m. And the snow could be heavy at times with the low around 22. Currently, the chance of precipitation is 80%. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast on Wednesday, snow, and the snow could be heavy at times with a high near 31, and the chance of precipitation Wednesday is 80%. On Wednesday night, snow is likely, mainly before 7 p.m., with a low around 15, and the chance of precipitation for Wednesday night is 70%. On Thursday, it should be sunny with a high near 34. On Friday, partly sunny with a high near 33. On Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 35. And on Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 38. Currently, with mostly cloudy skies, it is 37 degrees. The humidity is 87%. The wind speed is northwest at 10 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.54. The dew point is 34 degrees. And the current wind chill is 30 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 822.
Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic encourage you to make health a priority in the new year by scheduling an appointment with your primary care provider. You and your provider form a team to address your health concerns and risks, plan for screenings to prevent disease, and help you feel your best. The hospital is proud to offer family and internal medicine, emergency care, specialty clinics, wound care, pain management, rehabilitation, and more. Find Norton County Hospital online to learn about its services and its dedicated team to help you through all stages of life.
Our connections make powerful things happen, uniting individuals and communities. We are Rotary. We are people of action. And together, we turn great ideas into reality by accessing our networks, our experience, and the best of ourselves to make a difference. Around the world, Rotary brings leaders together to build new friendships and to solve problems. Like in Austria, where generations work side by side to build sustainable housing and community centers. In India, volunteers run a mobile blood bank to help provide a steady blood supply for their local community. And in Taiwan, people are working hard to get vulnerable citizens the support and services they need. With over 1 million members, we know what people can do when they come together. Take action with us. Find out more at rotary.org/action.
Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Save more, earn more with the Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Enrollment in this program automatically rounds up the amount of all debit card and share draft purchases made from your checking account to the next whole dollar and deposits into the Easy Saver savings account. Not only will this account help you save, but it also earns 2.01% APY monthly. Special terms and conditions apply. Come in today and open your Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I am Fulton Caster. The Kansas City Chiefs are resting up on their bye week before the divisional round of the NFL playoffs begins next weekend, and they're coming into the playoffs with the defense heating up just the right time, including George Karlaftis, the standout rookie for the Chiefs, really hitting his stride over the past seven games, and Jesse Newell, the Kansas City star, joined WIBW Radio in Topeka, and he discussed the stride George Karlaftis is hitting and how important his play is to the overall defense.
All of a sudden, if you get a consistent George Karlaftis and get that greater consistency from him, you know, it's like the rising tide lifting all boats here. It helps the Chiefs offense in so many different, the Chiefs defense in so many different ways. It helps that defensive line. And again, if you take a little bit of that and say, now you don't have to blitz as much, well, you're given more security on the back end. All of a sudden, the Chiefs don't have to gamble. And when you don't have to gamble, things can just be more sound defensively. So yeah, his emergence has been good and come at a really bright spot for the Chiefs. And the last 2 weeks have been a great indication of what kind of a difference maker he can be. He continues the trajectory he has here in the last few weeks and few months.
Yeah, in sports, I'm Fulton Castle.
There's a part of our world that we pay little attention to. Here, an ant drags a seed five times its own size. A grasshopper devours a fresh leaf. And a bee sips from a drop of dew. And down here, toxic chemicals and carcinogens are leaching into our environment. They come from objects that we look past every day. Littered cigarette butts. Every one is a tiny toxic waste site. And there are millions of them. Right where we live, work, and play. Let's stop the toxic litter. Learn more at RethinkButts.org. Brought to you by Legacy and Leave No Trace.
Day one, diagnosis day. The hardest day. The day you hear,
I'm sorry, this is a type of blood cancer. Cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
We are here for you. We exist for everyone fighting leukemia, lymphoma, myeloma, and other types of blood cancer.
On day 185, LLS helped me file my insurance claims properly.
Day 5,840 and counting, and I'm still in remission.
To learn more and get help on day 1, day 2, day 983, or any day, please visit LLS.org or call 1-800-955-4572. That's LLS.org, 1-800-955-4572.
You could do it better than the great Patti LaBelle, and she is a fantastic cook as well. A little Lady Marmalade with Jay Coffee. So it looks like finally court's going to be back in session because the cast of NBC's Night Court will be including many guest stars in season one, including Faith Ford, who will